Can't make no money giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Welcome to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. What a fantastic program we have in store for you. We talk with Ronald Jibson, the CEO of Questar Corporation, about the future of natural gas and what that means for our vehicles and filling stations across the United States. Plus, John Springsteen with Simtronix explains how simulators work in the pharmaceutical industry, education, and energy development. Plus, Dr. Neil Barnard talks about The Cheese Trap, his new book coming out next month, and our multimedia kidjapreneur Otis interviews U.S. Congressman Kevin Cramer. All that plus much more on today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Music on today's program is written and performed by Woody Pines. To find out more about Woody Pines and their music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, this is Woody Pines.
Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
The American petroleum industry and the surrounding businesses will be hosting the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off. The event will be held Saturday, February 18th at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota. 18 teams will compete for the ultimate trophy and bragging rights. The event starts at 6:30 p.m. with the public taste testing. There's door prizes and a live band. Cost is $10 per person. All proceeds go to local charities and college scholarships. Come taste the dark secrets of the bayou at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota with the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off. That's the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off happening Saturday, February 18th at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota.
Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Hello, my name is Otis and I'm with the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Today's guest is U.S. Congressman Kevin Cramer, and we have some questions to ask him. How important do you think that entrepreneurs are to America?
Well, they're really important, and here's a very important statistic. I didn't know you were going to ask me this question, but if we didn't have startup businesses in the United States, we would have a net loss of jobs. Now, just imagine that. That means most of, in fact, more than the new jobs created every year are created by entrepreneurs, by startups, innovators. So entrepreneurship is critical. Napoleon, who was a famous leader in France, once said the logical conclusion of defense is defeat. So the way I apply that to the economy is that if you have a bunch of really big businesses that are very successful, and you decide one day, hey, we've got everything we need. We've got a bunch of big corporations that should provide employment and economic security forever. You will immediately start deteriorating as an economy. So we've got to have entrepreneurship.
Thank you. Do you know President-elect Donald Trump?
I do know him. I don't know him super well. I didn't know him before he was a candidate, but I have met him and have worked with him on a number of policy issues and have represented him throughout the country these last few months.
Little side question. Was he nice?
He's very nice. In fact, he's a very, very curious person. Most everybody who's successful is. He's very charming. You'll hear that word applied to him a lot in person. He's very charming. By that I mean he's gracious to everyone that he meets. He's even generous in terms of time that he gives people, his attention. He's a very nice man.
Thank you. What are you doing to help my future career as an entrepreneur?
Sure. So there are a number of things. The biggest thing, Otis, the biggest thing the government can do for entrepreneurs is get out of their way. And the biggest mistake the government often makes is getting in the way. So, for example, one of the most important things for an innovator, for an entrepreneur, is access to capital, access to money, right? Well, the government oftentimes provides money, and that's okay. The Small Business Administration and various other agencies that might have grant dollars or what we call benevolent capital to help start up businesses. Those are things the government does to try and help. However, oftentimes the government, along with their help, will bring a bunch of barriers with it or strings that are attached that make it almost not worth taking the money. But beyond that, the government imposes a lot of restrictions and a lot of regulations on business, including startups. But probably one of the biggest challenges right now for entrepreneurs is with regard to capital, are the banking laws. There was a law passed in Barack Obama's first term called Dodd-Frank, and Dodd-Frank was intended to sort of rein in the giant banks on Wall Street. And what it really did is it constrained the opportunity for community banks and credit unions and other lending institutions, so that it made it more difficult for them to invest in entrepreneurs and in startup companies. So, like I say, the biggest thing the government can do is get out of the way. One of the specific areas that we've actually made some improvements in public policy was just last year, about a year ago when we were working on it, and that was making the research and development tax credit a permanent law, so that an innovator that has, you know, that has an invention or even a good idea, maybe they already have a small business, but they've got another part of it, another invention, they can actually get a credit for their research and development costs, and that's now permanent law. So that's what we call certainty in the tax code, so that you know what the rules are, and the rules always remain the same, and they're beneficial for entrepreneurs.
Thank you for. Sorry. What advice do you have for kidtrepreneurs like me?
Advice for kidtrepreneurs: a couple of things. One is never give up. Listen carefully to your parents, who are wiser and more experienced, not necessarily smarter, but certainly more experienced. And be disciplined, you know. But also don't be afraid to take risks, realizing that sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't, whatever that risk might be. It might be with a new product, it might be with a new idea, it might even be something as basic as just sharing an idea with somebody in hopes that it might go somewhere, but you might feel, you know, foolish, or you might be afraid it's a dumb idea. Don't be afraid of dumb ideas. Take risks, because if you don't take risks, nothing big will ever happen.
And that was multimedia kidtrepreneur Otis and U.S. Congressman Kevin Kramer. For more information on Kids and Capitalism or to listen to the entire interview, visit kidsandcapitalism.com. That's kidsandcapitalism.com.
Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Listen, I've known Eric Hatch for years, and he's become an expert at doing things uniquely. So much so, he's been ranked by Real Trends, which is published by the Wall Street Journal, as the number 50th team in the nation based on the number of closed transactions in 2015, and ranked 918 on the prestigious list of the fastest growing private companies in America by Inc. 5000. Now, whether it's a small, intimate group or a giant conversation, Eric Hatch has the experience and the ability to wow any group, including yours. Eric has spoke to many-sized audiences, including his very own TED Talk at TEDx Brookings. Hatch's culture, practices, standards, and business models have garnered national attention and accolades. People from all over the country are turning to Hatch and Hatch Coaching for his advice and guidance. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today. 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Now I'm in the grill. Live down by the jail. Sign on a front porch saying hot stuff for sale. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
A perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com, Deadwood's newest legend.
Down in the Delta, where there is shelter, no helter-skelter, no blues around. I'm on my way now, most any day now, I'm Delta bound.
Okay, all right, we're with Raymond Gentry, pawnbroker, Dakota Loan and Pawn. How long have you been around Dickinson?
I've been in Dickinson off and on since 96, steady since 2002.
A guy might decide to go home, sell his welding equipment, and take off.
We get a lot of construction tools and stuff like that. You know, I had guys that come through from California and Washington that they would come out here, didn't secure residency. No one explained to them the cost of living. And a lot of jobs here want you to have residency or a permanent place to live before they hire you, and end up having to sell their construction tools or whatever just to get the gas money to get back home. I've seen several of those.
The music on today's program is written and performed by Woody Pines. To find out more about Woody Pines and their music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, this is Woody Pines.